Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Caleb Love sure is hard not to like. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. After another infuriating performance of four shots and unforced turnovers, Love lived up to his name in the last minute of Carolina's ugly and eventually beautiful win at Clemson. Down by a point and unable to penetrate the clawing Clemson defense, Love launched a had-to-have-it long ball from the left side. It turned around his rough night by going in smoothly. 33 seconds later, with the score tied in the waning moments of regulation, Love turned the corner at the top of the key and headed downhill to the basket. Instead of putting up a contested layup or settling for one of his floaters, he looked over his left shoulder and found Brady Manick coming down the lane for the winning layup. Just before that, Love had ended an important possession by stepping out of bounds on the sideline, his fifth turnover of the game. He shot 4 for 12, but his 2 3-pointers in the second half gave the Tar Heels the lead each time in a seesaw battle that wasn't pretty but had the intensity of an elimination game. For Carolina, it was critical to post another quad-2 road win to stay alive for an NCAA tournament bid. For Clemson, 12-11 and 4-8 in the ACC, it will be hard to finish with a winning record and salvage a spot in the NIT with Duke, Notre Dame, Florida State, and Wake Forest still to play. The Tar Heels fell behind by 11 points early but held the Tigers scoreless for 4 minutes to take the lead by halftime. Despite shooting 61% in the second half, including 5 of 12 from the arc, their five starters in double figures, including Amanda Baycott's 18th double-double of the season, had trouble containing Clemson's timely shooters and keeping them off the foul line, where they finished 19 of 21. Hubert Davis played basically six guys, with R.J. Davis and Leaky Black combining for 71 minutes without either committing a turnover. Curran Walton got 14 minutes and scored 7 important points. But the team looked fatigued from the disheartening loss to Duke 72 hours earlier. Manick, for example, may have played his worst game at UNC following one of his best, but was there at the end for what may turn out to be a very important basket. Fortunately, the Heels have 3 full days before hosting FSU Saturday at 2 on the road to the Final Four. This is Archansky. See ya.